USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Russia could invade Ukraine at any moment, according to a senior advisor to President Biden. White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan was making the rounds on the Sunday morning talk circuit in D.C. He also made a stop by ABC's This Week.
He has put himself in a position with military deployments to be able to act aggressively against Ukraine at any time now. And we are working hard to rally our allies, to provide material support to the Ukrainians, to reinforce our eastern allies, in particular Poland and Romania and the Baltic states.
Sullivan added that Russia has assembled at least 70% of the military firepower it likely intends to have in place by the middle of the month. He said the conflict would come at an enormous human cost. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day. Hey, friends, it's John and Chelsea Jubilee, Energized Health, and we got some good news. The good news is you still can succeed, even though you already failed. I know you did. You made a New Year's resolution this year, like millions of other Americans, and guess what? You already jumped off that wagon. Hey, don't feel bad, but make a change. Make a change. Let's change that resolution to a revolution, and let's get on it with Energized Health. You could still lose that fat, reverse that high blood pressure, high cholesterol, medical conditions that you have. You just have to take a simple action step. Hey, we're going to be your master coaches. Log on today to EnergizedHealth.com, EnergizedHealth.com, John and Chelsea Jubilee. That's right. We're going to be your personal coach. Log on today, energizehealth.com.
Florida Senator Marco Rubio reacting to what his party did last week. The Republican National Committee voted to censure Representatives Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger for participating in the House-led investigation into last year's attack on the Capitol. On CBS's Face the Nation, Rubio said that those who committed crimes on that day should be prosecuted, while slamming the January 6th commission in the process.
This commission is nothing but a partisan tool designed to go out and smear and attack and get their hands on as many people as they can, including people that weren't in Washington on January 6th.
Rubio did not have a direct comment on the censuring of his party mates across the rotunda. A South African company has created a COVID vaccine based on publicly released data on Moderna's vaccine.
Afrigen Biologics says it could start human trials by the end of the year. The creation of the vaccine without the original developer's assistance and approval is thought to be a first.
That's Chris Barnes. This is USA Radio News.
Guys, are you tired of being tired? Frustrated because it seems impossible to lose belly fat? If you're looking for a solution, Andro 400 Max, the extra strength, all natural testosterone booster, the safe, easy and affordable way to gain energy and lose stubborn belly fat. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
One Navy SEAL candidate has died and another is in the hospital after completing several days of training known as Hell Week. Navy officials identified the deceased seaman as 24-year-old Kyle Mullen of Manalapan, New Jersey. Neither Mullen or the other trainee, who was not immediately identified, was actively training when they reported symptoms. Mullen was transported to Sharp Coronado Hospital where he died Friday. The other trainee was in stable condition at the Naval Medical Center in San Diego. Training to join the Navy SEALs is notoriously grueling. Earlier deaths and injuries have raised safety concerns. Popular podcaster Joe Rogan apologized on his Instagram feed after a compilation of him using racial slurs over a 12-year period had dropped. Grammy Award-winning music artist India Arie posted the compilation as she announced that she is removing her music from Spotify. She is among several artists who have had their music pulled from the platform over the Joe Rogan Experience. Neil Young was the first artist to remove his music from Spotify, citing concerns that Rogan was magnifying misinformation about the COVID-19 pandemic. For their part, the company said it will soon add a warning label before all podcasts that discuss COVID-19. Legendary Indian singer Lata Mangeshkar has died from multiple organ failure in Mumbai. She was 92. More news at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.